From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
84 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan, 82 in Atchison, 84 in Chanute. It's 306.
It's all things considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Merchants Pub and Plate in downtown Lawrence, serving familiar dishes through a seasonal local lens, and a bar with 30 craft beers, wine, and handcrafted cocktails. More at merchantsonmass.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, a special investigation carried out by NPR, Texas Public Radio, and the program 1A, looking into trench cave-ins. Over the last decade, there have been a lot of them. Many of them have been fatal. We will find out more in just a few moments. News headlines coming your way at 3:30. Then more reaction to that verdict handed down against Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He's been sentenced to 16 years for alleged espionage in Russia. We'll also get the latest on the status of Joe Biden and his candidacy, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
Later tonight on your KPR One stations, it is Film Music Friday. Daryl Brogdon is your host tonight, focusing on composer Max Steiner, often called the father of film music. Examples of his work on classics films like The Informer, Gone with the Wind, Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and many, many more. Daryl Brogdon has a lot to choose from. He composed many. Tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations.
Support.
Conversation and the latest news, Saturday and weekend edition from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Get caught up on all the news and kick back, relax. It's the weekend edition with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Public Library, encouraging folks new to Lawrence to sign up for a library card, attend events, borrow books and movies, and meet new people at this community hub. Information at lplks.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 3:30.
Well into its sixth decade. For NPR News, I'm Bill Marks.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Operations have now resumed at the Kansas City Airport today after a software error caused delays and cancellations for more than 2,000 flights nationwide. Emma Flannery reports.
Travelers with early morning departures showed up to the airport to find their plans upended by a defective Microsoft update that knocked computer systems offline. Over 70 flights at KCI were delayed by several hours or canceled altogether. By the afternoon, Microsoft started restoring service and KCI officials said flight operations began to stabilize. Inside the airport, check-in lines stretched all the way to the entrances as dozens of passengers sat on the floor surrounded by luggage. Airport officials recommend anyone flying check their flight status directly with their airline. I'm Emma Flannery.
Kansas lawmakers are hoping to tap into a federal program to help fund several infrastructure projects around the state. KPR's Daniel Caudill reports.
The program uses state and federal dollars to pay for projects like railway improvements, new storm sirens and shelters, and efforts to make cities more walkable. Local governments apply for funding through the state, then Kansas lawmakers determine whether to okay the application and send it to the feds for final approval. Matthew Voltz with the Kansas Infrastructure Hub says the federal grant program often has more applicants than it can provide for.
It's like a batting average, really. I mean, if you're batting 300 to 400, that's really good in this field of grant writing.
At their most recent meeting, lawmakers who oversee the program advanced several applications that amount to tens of millions of dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
City of Lawrence has a new sister city. It's its fourth one thus far. This one is in South America. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Mayor Bart Littlejohn signed a proclamation yesterday formally establishing Tocopilla, Chile, and Lawrence as sister cities. Tocopilla is a city of 25,000 people along the coast of northern Chile. Lawrence now has four sister city relationships. The other three are in Germany, Japan, and in Greece. Partly cloudy skies this evening, clouding up a bit after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day. Slight chance of rain, highs around 80 degrees. The time is 3:35.
And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer is always your local host. Well, most of the time he's your local host. 5 to 9 a.m., it's a great way to start off your day with the very latest news and more.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up, New Music Friday. NPR's music team breaking down some of the week's new music. We will have an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, details on what we know about this giant IT outage. Caused mayhem all around the world today. Hobbling airlines, businesses, government agencies. Turns out it was a faulty update from the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. What do we know? How are they fixing it? How are we doing out there? You're listening at the airport. I hope it hasn't been too terrible for you. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight. Slight chance of rain tomorrow with a high around 80. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka, 86 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at WaltonFamilyFoundation.org. And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
I'm Karen Chi, filling in for Peter Sagal. On this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we'll discuss who's running for president and talk to Olympic gold medalist Allison Felix about actual running. Race to join us on this week's news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business. From small business to big enterprise and everything in between, Amazon Business works to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 84 in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan, 85 in Emporia. It's 4:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today in our next 30 minutes. We will have an update of news headlines. We will hear an interview with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He's at the Aspen Security Forum. We're going to learn more about the idea of deporting millions of undocumented immigrants. It gained a lot of traction here in this past week during the RNC. We will hear some of the lessons of Hurricane Beryl for the city of Houston and for all of us. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, but partly sunny by the afternoon. Slight chance of rain, highs around 80. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, lows in the mid-60s, highs in the upper 70s for Sunday, 60% chance of rain, 40% chance of rain on Sunday night. We start to see those temperatures creeping back up on Monday.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering family fun and learning resources with the 24/7 Kids Channel, and activities, games, and more at kansascitypbs.org/kids.
85 degrees in Emporia, 92 in Abilene. It is 86 in Chanute. It is 4:20.
The second place spot on the Republican ticket, many people from the region have a lot to say about the picture he painted. We look back at Hillbilly Elegy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. At last report, 81 degrees in Atchison, 86 in Chanute, 84 here in Lawrence. It is 4:30.
Today, the Dow down almost 1%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Operations have now resumed at the Kansas City Airport after a software error caused delays and cancellations for more than 2,000 flights nationwide. Emma Flannery has the story.
Travelers with early morning departures showed up to the airport to find their plans upended by a defective Microsoft update that knocked computer systems offline. Over 70 flights at KCI were delayed by several hours or canceled altogether. By the afternoon, Microsoft started restoring service and KCI officials said flight operations began to stabilize. Inside the airport, check-in lines stretched all the way to the entrances as dozens of passengers sat on the floor surrounded by luggage. Airport officials recommend anyone flying check their flight status directly with their airline. I'm Emma Flannery.
Kansas lawmakers are hoping to tap into a federal program to help fund several infrastructure projects around the state. Daniel Caudle has more.
The program uses state and federal dollars to pay for projects like railway improvements, new storm sirens and shelters, and efforts to make cities more walkable. Local governments apply for funding through the state, then Kansas lawmakers determine whether to okay the application and send it to the feds for final approval. Matthew Voltz with the Kansas Infrastructure Hub says the federal grant program often has more applicants than it can provide for.
It's like a batting average, really. I mean, if you're batting 300 to 400, that's really good in this field of grant writing.
At their most recent meeting, lawmakers who oversee the program advanced several applications that amount to tens of millions of dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A Wichita medical school has teamed up with hospitals in western Kansas to give student doctors the opportunity to experience health care in rural areas. Kaylin Moore has that story.
In rural southwest Kansas, it's hard to keep hospitals open, let alone fully staffed. It's not uncommon for patients to travel hours to see a specialist or change doctors every few years. That's why the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine is letting student doctors shadow health professionals in rural areas. Officials there hope this will encourage more future physicians to consider practicing in western Kansas. Chris Cervantes recruits physicians for Common Spirit, which has three hospitals in southwest Kansas.
Providers want to know why they should move into an isolated area and just the different benefits that we can provide to these people.
Cervantes says the benefit of working in healthcare in western Kansas is that it allows doctors to stay busy and learn quickly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny as we head toward afternoon. Slight chance of rain, highs around 80. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows in the mid-60s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence and 86 in Manhattan. It's 4:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
The Scoop at KansasPublicRadio.org.
We are unquestionably on the brink of a great discovery.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in today. We are closing in on 5 o'clock with you till 7 o'clock tonight in our next 30 minutes. Former President Donald Trump delivered an acceptance speech for the nomination. He has been nominated for the third time as the Republican candidate for president. Gave a very long speech, started off sort of recounting what happened during the attempt on his life. It happened last weekend. It was kind of spiritual. Then he moved off of that subject onto some things that might have sounded familiar to you. That is coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. This is KPR.
NPR. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, your NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. It's 5 o'clock.
Equitable and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit KansasPublicRadio.org.
84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan, 81 in Atchison. It's 5:06.
It's All Things Considered. It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Many other frequencies all around the state. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org or use the KPR app.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will get more reaction to the verdict that was announced today for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He was sentenced to 16 years for alleged espionage. This all happened in Russia. Also, President Biden's presidential campaign says he is staying in the race.
Joe Biden is more committed than ever to beat Donald Trump. We are built for the close election that we are in, and we see the path forward.
What other Democrats are saying about his chances and what everybody plans to do about election infrastructure, if it turns out to be someone other than Joe Biden, they would have to pick a candidate. They would have to set up a whole different system of, you know, canvassing and working for the campaign. What are they going to do about that? Well, we're going to find out coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Abilene, 81 in Atchison. It is 520.
From NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations from 7 to 10 a.m. You will hear Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
Bridges. I'm Angela Cocherga in El Paso.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Speaking of that worldwide computing outage, operations have now resumed at the Kansas City Airport after a software error caused delays and cancellations for more than 2,000 flights nationwide. Emma Flannery has more.
Travelers with early morning departures showed up to the airport to find their plans upended by a defective Microsoft update that knocked computer systems offline. Over 70 flights at KCI were delayed by several hours or canceled altogether. By the afternoon, Microsoft started restoring service and KCI officials said flight operations began to stabilize. Inside the airport, check-in lines stretched all the way to the entrances as dozens of passengers sat on the floor surrounded by luggage. Airport officials recommend anyone flying check their flight status directly with their airline. I'm Emma Flannery.
A Wichita medical school has teamed up with hospitals in western Kansas to give student doctors the opportunity to experience health care in rural areas. Kaylin Moore reports.
In rural southwest Kansas, it's hard to keep hospitals open, let alone fully staffed. It's not uncommon for patients to travel hours to see a specialist or change doctors every few years. That's why the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine is letting student doctors shadow health professionals in rural areas. Officials there hope this will encourage more future physicians to consider practicing in western Kansas. Chris Cervantes recruits physicians for Common Spirit, which has three hospitals in southwest Kansas.
Providers want to know why they should move into an isolated area and just the different benefits that we can provide to these people.
Cervantes says the benefit of working in healthcare in western Kansas is that it allows doctors to stay busy and learn quickly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
And the city of Lawrence has a new sister city. It's its fourth one so far. This one is in South America. Lawrence Journal World reports that Mayor Bart Littlejohn signed a proclamation yesterday formally establishing Tocopilla, Chile, and Lawrence as sister cities. Tocopilla is a city of 25,000 people along the coast of northern Chile. That gives Lawrence four sister city relationships. The other three are in Germany, Japan, and in Greece. Lows in the lower 60s tonight. Slight chance of rain tomorrow morning with highs around 80. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this...
You don't know what's down there!
Join us Friday night at Liberty Hall for the Corman classics Swamp Women and Attack of the Crab Monsters.
So, you have wounded me. I must grow a new claw. Well and good, for I can do it in a day.
Doors open 6:30, tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, thousands of airline passengers woke up today to find out, oh, wait, their flights had been canceled.
We were kind of thinking maybe it wasn't real because, you know, you have that moment. It's like maybe it's just a mistake. But then we heard about some of the glitches with the software.
Yeah, it totally was real. More on the worldwide IT outage disrupting airlines, banks, hospitals, and many other businesses today. Coming right up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. Next Wednesday, July 24th. The Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny. Slight chance of rain tomorrow morning with highs around 80.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
This is KPR.
From NPR News,
PR produced programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
I'm Karen Chi, filling in for Peter Sagal. On this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we'll discuss who's running for president and talk to Olympic gold medalist Allison Felix about actual running. Race to join us on this week's news quiz from NPR.
You will hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.